Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that Tom discovered that all his hungering spirit needed was Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you went before Tom in life, and you have gone before him through death. Because you went through death before us, you have opened a way for us to come through that shadowy valley and into the light of your grace. Father, we want to thank you for saving Tom Adair, for having mercy on him, for opening his eyes to his need of your Son. Thank you for giving him your Spirit who stirred that love for Jesus and that love for your Word. Thank you for the full life you gave Tom, 86 years graciously given by you, each new day a gift. Thank you for blessing him with a faithful wife who Tom delighted in. You blessed Tom and Pat with 60 years of marriage, and we thank you for keeping them faithful to one another. Thank you, Lord, for the example of faithfulness to so many of us. Thank you for blessing them with children and grandchildren. And Father, as we give you thanks for Tom's life and for how you blessed and sustained him faithfully with your steadfast love, we also remember that those behind do grieve. We miss those who go before us, Lord. This is natural. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel hope we have that in our grief we do not grieve without hope. But Father, we do grieve. And Lord, we've no one else to turn to in such moments but you. We lift our eyes to the hills. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. To whom else can we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. You're the fountain of comfort and grace and love that we need just now. And so I just pray for Pat that she would know that steadfast love of the Lord that never ceases, just flowing over her even now. For Joanne, we thank you for how you have blessed and helped Joanne to be such a support to Pat, along with Carolyn and Irene. We pray for Carolyn and Peter and Rebecca and Hannah. We pray for Irene and Jim, Joe, Zoe, and Ella. Oh Lord, may they know together your steadfast love and great faithfulness. You're the one who has said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And so in our brokenness, we run to you, Lord, the one who takes brokenness and transforms us so that we become beautiful. We remember Tom's sisters, Wynne and Dorothy, and ask that you'd comfort them. We pray for Avril and David and Shona and Sarah, Ivan, Sandra, Hannah, and Ryan, the wider family circle, and all the friends who've gathered here today. Thank you, Lord, for the tribute this gathering is to Tom in itself. And together, Lord, we look to you that you would sow into our hearts today light and joy as we remember Tom, his wonderful sense of humor, his contentment, his joy and humility. We're giving you thanks, Lord, because what do we have that we did not receive? Tom was a gift from you for Pat and his family, and we're thankful in our hearts today as we remember him. May your steadfast love sustain us now and tomorrow, in the days and weeks that lie ahead, we know your faithfulness will be great. And so we move forward with confidence in you, the one who said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.